The following is an audio program provided by the Conscious Evolution Institute regarding testosterone and diabetes. Testosterone may be able to help baby boomers defeat diabetes. Dr. Gary Woodard recently put up advertisements in order to recruit overweight males of the baby boomer generation for a clinical medical trial. Amazingly, he has gathered over 800 applications in a single day. What was Dr. Woodard studying that garnered such fervent interest in potential participants? Every patient involved in the study would receive a battery of testosterone injections at no cost. Who is Dr. Woodard? Dr. Woodard is a medical professor at the Australian University of Adelaide. The doctor and his collegiate fellows hypothesized that testosterone may be able to stop adult-onset diabetes. Testosterone has now been studied for generations, and it is clear that testosterone injections provide numerous medical benefits, especially in those who suffer from low testosterone, also known as testosterone deficiency. Testosterone injections clearly boost muscle mass and strength, and testosterone has been used as a means to enhance mood and sex drive in deficient men for years now. And there continue to be alternate uses for the hormone, which are uncovered on a nearly annual basis. Adult-onset diabetes is a worldwide phenomenon which seems to most heavily affect first-world countries. There is evidence that more than 300 million men and women across the globe struggle with type 2 diabetes. What does testosterone hormone replacement therapy do? Testosterone is the primary male hormone produced by the body, though testosterone also plays a lesser role in feminine physiology as well. Testosterone, which has been vilified in the past, is becoming more appreciated as a legitimate medical therapy, and current research trends suggest that it is inevitable that the hormone will become far more mainstream as a hormone replacement therapy treatment option, as news about its impressive benefits continues to grow. In the past, testosterone has been primarily used as a means to enhance libido and as a means to increase athletic performance. Lance Armstrong recently admitted to using performance-enhancing testosterone as a tool to help him win his multiple Tour de France championships, for example. But ideas about this vital hormone continue to expand its viability as a mainstream therapy for common illnesses and medical conditions. If the results of this diabetes study prove that testosterone injections can prevent diabetes in obese men, the hormone will quickly become one of the most prescribed medical treatments in the world. Woodard's study may fully legitimize testosterone hormone replacement therapy to the public. Stuart Roberts is a Sydney healthcare specialist for Bell Potter Securities, and he believes that this hypothesis, if proven true, may change the way the world thinks about testosterone hormone replacement therapy. He says that the Woodard trial may be the study that truly legitimizes testosterone from a consumer perspective. He believes that there is a large bias against testosterone because outsiders often feel that testosterone usage is something to laugh and joke about. He also feels that the drug will likely become more widespread in its usage because testosterone is not prohibitively expensive to manufacture and distribute, so insurance companies and healthcare systems will likely be very open to covering its usage as a non-elective means of healthcare. The Woodard study was recently presented at the International Congress of Andrology, making it a subject of great debate within the Australian medical community. What is testosterone? Testosterone is the primary male sex hormone, which is produced primarily in the testes, but also in the adrenal glands of both men and women. Testosterone is ultimately responsible for all sexual characteristics which differentiate the male body from the female body. Testosterone can be biosynthetically manufactured, and many companies include AbbVie Incorporated, Eli Lilly and Company, and Bayer AG, provide trademark forms of testosterone in order to treat and alleviate testosterone hormone deficiency. Testosterone is an incredibly potent and profitable hormone therapy. In the United States, sales of prescription testosterone truly exploded in the last decade, growing by over 10 times from just over $200 million in revenue in 2001 to well over $2 billion in revenue in 2012. One reason for this is that testosterone gels and patches are becoming more trusted and widespread in their usage. Previously, injectable HGH was the primary means of administering the testosterone hormone. These new and easy-to-use topical formulas are causing the market for testosterone to expand exponentially. Market analyses conducted April 2012 by California-based Global Industry Analyst Incorporated provide evidence that net sales of testosterone are expected to net $5 billion annually by 2017. Testosterone perceived as distilled manhood. Testosterone not only becoming popular in the United States, Its prescription is expanding rapidly in Australia as well. There are arguments as to why testosterone use is growing as quickly as it is around the country. One Sydney medical professor, David Handelsman, remains skeptical. The doctor is a specialist on male reproductive health. He believes that testosterone injections are commonly provided for patients as a nebulous means of longevity therapy. Handelsman believes that those who view testosterone as a type of fountain of youth are mischaracterizing the effects of the drug. He feels that the primary reason that testosterone is becoming so popular is because of the means by which it is marketed. Testosterone is widely linked to sexual prowess and ability in advertisement, a strategy that has long been shown to capture the male attention span. The doctor believes that men generally view testosterone as a means to indefinitely postpone the aging process as a means to restore their lost youth. Although the doctor has every right to be skeptical, it is clear through research regarding testosterone replacement therapy that, although testosterone can't make you 20 years old again, it can help slow down the aging process and extend the good years of life while greatly improving medical outcomes in numerous ways for patients who suffer from low T. Testosterone deficiency, global pandemic. It is clear that testosterone deficiency is a common medical condition that affects the lives of many men across the world. According to the U.S. National Institute of Health Research, there are around 5 million males in America that suffer from diagnosable testosterone deficiency in the United States. This number may not seem all that high at first glance, but it should be noted that testosterone deficiency primarily affects males over the age of 30, and is far more common among this subset of American population than in females or younger males. A slightly older European clinical study discovered that an average of 20% of men over the age of 50 experience modest to major symptoms of testosterone deficiency, and this does not include patients for whom the symptoms of testosterone deficiency are more insipid, such as those who suffer from adult-onset diabetes. Although testosterone deficiency is treated more widely in America, outside of the United States, only about 2% of underlying low T cases get treated, according to a representative from the London Center for Men's Health. In America and across the world, knowledge about the symptoms of low testosterone are quickly becoming general knowledge, as information about hormone deficiency disseminates across the internet. But there are still millions upon millions around the world who do not understand this disorder or don't understand how to obtain treatment. Testosterone enhances muscle. Testosterone hormone replacement therapy has been used in some form or fashion for the last 80 years as a means to treat male patients with particular medical afflictions such as Klinefelter syndrome. One of the primary symptoms of Klinefelter syndrome is low testosterone, which leads to issues such as reduced muscular strength, low libido, poor cognitive function, fatigue, and increased incidence of osteoporosis. Healthy individuals eventually took notice of the beneficial effects of testosterone, and beginning in the 1950s, sports athletes began to utilize testosterone injections in order to bolster their performance. Lance Armstrong is just the most recent of a long list of successful and as well as not so prominent athletes who have taken advantage of performance enhancers such as testosterone, blood doping, and EPO. At first, testosterone was only available via injection, but as procedural methods have become more advanced, testosterone is now available via a number of other methods, including patches, gels, injections, and a new method known as trocheing. Professor Handelsman says that testosterone replacement is becoming more and more popular every day. He says that in his experience, there are no individuals that have used testosterone replacement therapy that have been uncomfortable with the effects of the treatment. In addition to improving physical performance, it also elevates the mood and improves mental well-being. Testosterone known for side effects when used improperly. Although testosterone can be administered carefully and safely, there is some risk involved. This risk is primarily manifested toward the side effects of abuse, however. When males take too much testosterone for too long, they can develop a number of issues such as hair loss, gynecomastia, testicular shrinkage, and reduced sperm count, as well as liver disease, impotence, acne, and increased aggression. Handelsman says that individuals who choose to abuse testosterone for personal enhancement can sometimes become erratic and can become violent and aggressive even without requisite negative stimuli. Testosterone can also lead to other medical issues when administered at doses which are too high. One testosterone study performed by Sholinder Basin, with a grant provided by the United States National Institute on Aging, was ended prematurely because it was discovered that the patients using the therapy had an increased risk of hypertension and heart attacks. Australian government medical advisor Carolyn Allen says that normal testosterone levels can be somewhat difficult to track. They can change depending upon the particular testosterone test, the time at which the test is administered, the age of the participant sample, and their current state of health. What is a healthy testosterone level? For youthful adult males who are perfectly healthy, a normal testosterone level ranges between 8 and 27 nanomolars per liter. Although there is a wide range of what is considered healthy, it is physiologically normal for serum testosterone levels to drop by 1 to 2% each year after the age of 30. There is some debate as to the exact reason why testosterone levels begin to decline at such a steady rate. Although many say that dropping testosterone levels are innately tied to the aging process, there are others that believe that testosterone levels may decline not because of aging, but because of medical abnormalities which develop as a result of the aging process. UCLA medical professor Ronald Swerdloff says that the medical community understands that certain medical conditions are correlated with particular levels of testosterone deficiency. He says that individuals who have testosterone levels below 8 nanomolars are most likely to suffer from the symptoms of erectile dysfunction and will often need testosterone treatments in order to restore physical sexual ability. Serum measurements below 10 nanomolars are linked to increased risk of osteoporosis and overall bone degeneration. Patients that have testosterone levels below 15 nanomolars are at an increased risk of fatigue and libido issues related to low T. In addition to this, they are also more likely to struggle with obesity and increased levels of unhealthy adipose fat tissue. German testosterone study. A recent study released at a German medical conference proves the hypothesis that low testosterone levels are associated with increased obesity risk. The study provided strong evidence that testosterone hormone replacement therapy had the ability to help obese males meet and beat their weight loss goals. It was also shown that the administration of testosterone helps men keep the weight off as well. The study was broad in scope, with 214 male participants. These patients were followed and monitored for a minimum of 2 years of testosterone treatments. 115 of the original patients continued to use testosterone hormone replacement therapy and were monitored for a full 5 years. The researchers discovered that for the majority of participants, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels all normalized in addition to improving the patient's ability to lose weight and retain their new and healthier weight. As a result of this study and others like it, the Australian National Health and Medical Research Council is granting more than $4.5 million in order to finance research which will be able to hopefully prove that testosterone is an effective and safe means to encourage weight loss in obese patients. Testosterone and dieting. Today's medical protocol for encouraging patients to delay or prevent type 2 diabetes is twofold. The first part of the strategy is to encourage patients to reduce levels of adipose fat, which has an innate tendency to raise insulin levels. The second part of the plan is to increase activity levels in order to encourage weight loss and promote proper hormone function and metabolism. This strategy is incredibly successful, but not all-encompassing. Even when used successfully, diabetes still occurs in almost one-third of at-risk patients inside a five-year window. The International Diabetes Foundation, the world's foremost authority on diabetes in the world, suggests that global efforts to fight obesity are approaching $500 billion. Woodard, who is spearheading the testosterone research study that is gathering potential participants, and his associates, discovered that on top of the 800 males who are registered as potential subjects on day one, there are more than 3,000 people who clicked the internet link that advertised the testosterone trial. The ultimate goal of the scientists is to build a patient pool of 1,500 men between the ages of 50 and 74, who are clinically diagnosed as pre-diabetic. In addition to this, each participant must also be diagnosed with low testosterone and must have a waist size of 37 inches or greater. Each of these participants will be placed on a free Weight Watchers weight control program. The group of participants will be divided into two groups. The first group will receive testosterone injections, and the second group will receive a placebo in order to control the treatment. Nibido testosterone by Bayer. The control group, which will receive testosterone, will receive it via 1,000 milligram doses of Nibido, a long-acting form of testosterone medication sold by the pharmaceutical giant Bayer, under the label Reandron. Administration begins on the first day of the trial, and each patient will be delivered another dose of Nibido after 6 weeks. Then they will receive additional injections 4 times per year over the course of 2 years. Males who suffer from cardiovascular issues or prostate cancer are not eligible for the study. This study has received funding from Sanofi, Eli Lilly, and Becton Dickinson and Company. Although this trial is largely funded by pharmaceutical companies, the study is completely led by investigating scientists, and the only influence that Bayer has on the study is their donation of testosterone treatments. Although testosterone abuse has been shown to increase risk of prostate cancer in some patients, there is absolutely no evidence that this treatment will lead to any cancer, nor will it lead to prostate enlargement, medically known as prostatic hyperplasia. Prostatic hyperplasia has been known to increase difficulty of fluid excretion. Testosterone and prostate cancer. Although in the past there have been worries that testosterone replacement therapy could agitate existing prostate cancers, there is no evidence that suggests that this is the case. Even so, physicians and scientists remain cautious because there is no definitive proof that testosterone hormone replacement therapy does not exacerbate existing cancers of the prostate. Although there have been studies that have tested this for potential, none of these studies had a participant pool large enough to provide proper assurance that patients who have prostate cancer can be safely treated with testosterone creams, injections, and patches. Even though obesity and diabetes are correlated with low testosterone, researchers are unsure as to exactly how testosterone levels affect risk of type 2 diabetes in males who are pre-diabetic as a result of increasing insulin sensitivity. Participants in this testosterone for diabetes trial will be closely monitored for body composition, muscular strength, and blood sugar levels. In addition to this, researchers will also take note of patients' motivation levels in regard to their weight control program. To ensure that the clinical trial remains safe, an independent group will conduct tests and monitor the program in order to make sure that the testosterone replacement program for diabetes is not causing the subjects any risk of harm. Testosterone trial is a large undertaking. Dr. Handelsman says that diabetes and testosterone clinical trial is a massive effort, but is clinically important to our understanding of both testosterone hormone replacement therapy and potential treatment options regarding diabetes. Handelsman is a senior fellow at the ANZAC Research Institute, one of the six primary sites where this testosterone for diabetic prevention study will take place. As far as Handelsman knows, there have been no clinical trials of this size and scope about the effect of testosterone on diabetes anywhere around the globe. Putting the testosterone debate to rest. Although research seems to continue to suggest potential benefits for testosterone injection treatments, the use of testosterone hormone replacement therapy is still up for debate, says Andrology Australia. This debate cannot ultimately be put to rest until large studies such as this one have proven that testosterone treatments are safe and effective. Most scientific data shows that legitimate use of testosterone replacement therapy is safe, but patients and doctors should still be judicious with the therapy. Any individual who seeks to gain anti-aging benefits from testosterone should carefully weigh the risks and rewards, Handelsman tells reporters. For more than 30 years, testosterone hormone replacement therapy was routinely utilized in order to relieve the symptoms of menopause. But analysis of long-term clinical outcomes showed that testosterone raised the risk of stroke and heart attack for menopausal and postmenopausal women. Today, testosterone hormone replacement therapy is still used as a treatment for menopause alleviation, but treatment strategies have changed to adapt to this new knowledge. Testosterone is now delivered in combination with estrogen and progesterone in order to reduce the risk of negative effects. In addition to this, testosterone dosages have been adjusted in order to minimize negative impact as well. The story of testosterone for menopause is why clinical research is so important. Large-scale clinical trials can uncover potential issues before they reach the market, decreasing the risk of testosterone replacement therapy by ensuring that physicians have all the data that they need in order to provide the treatment responsibly. This article was provided by the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you liked what you've heard, continue to search our website.